Okay.
This is C.
And this is D.
And this is Swinging Down Under.
C just decided to count us in this time for the first time ever. I'm not really sure why.
Did anyone hear counting? No, they did not.
No, that's because you did like the secret squirrel TV counting.
I was doing the finger movements.
Yeah, I know. I was here. I saw them.
I'm just saying, it was amazing.
No, it was totes and hazeballs.
What are we doing tonight? Besides drinking water and tea because we're totes lame.
What are we doing? We're podcasting.
Oh God, I thought I was in the shower again.
What are we doing tonight?
Yeah, he's got no idea. I've decided that I'm dictating, like some people.
So C's like currently crazy, on top,
crazy dictators,
riding
like
me cowgirl,
like people that are currently kind of running for office in America. But hey, let's not get into that.
I don't think he's running anymore.
Well, he's definitely not running. Have you seen the state of his? Anyway, so. Moving right along, I'm going to talk about some of the questions that we've had and you can help answer them.
Okay.
That's what we're doing. And I thought, though, we'd I'd start with a little apology to our dear friends, Average Swingers. I admit that I have not yet edited the group hour and a half, hours.
Jay is right on the money there.
If podcasting.
He said to me, that's not going to happen. And I responded with, it'll never happen.
He said in his podcast the other day too, and I kind of had a little bit of like, oh, I feel like proving you wrong, but also I'm so goddamn lazy.
You died inside a little, just a little.
A little.
Yeah.
So, sorry about that, guys.
Jay's totally on the money. There's no way in hell you'll ever do it. It is 3 hours of rambling.
It is
with
rambling.
Some little tidbits in between.
Yeah, yeah. So, what have we been up to? Last time they heard from us, we were actually supposed to be having a mandate.
We were. We had our single guy that we were supposed to catch up with, but unfortunately...
I got sick.
Well, we all got sick, actually. Him included. We were all sick.
Everyone was sick.
We were all sick. Yay!
Actually...
It was shit. I'm still recovering.
Well, we did actually...
From said sickness.
We did actually say...
Which is why
I've
got a bit of a baritone...
We said on the last podcast too, we think that couple made us sick, and I'm here to tell you that it was 2 weeks of sickness.
Yeah.
With a last minute 24-hour international flight for me in between. Thanks very much, guys. Appreciated that.
So, yeah, one play date for 2 weeks of sickness. I'm not sure that's a good...
not sure it's... No.
No, not... Well, I mean, it was pretty good.
Yeah, but still, getting sick sucks.
Like 4 orgasms for D, good.
Oh, everybody feels sorry for C. So.
They already do. We've had so many emails. Thank you guys for all the emails.
But the good news. There's good news.
There is
also
good news.
Actually, there's some further bad news before the good news. We're also supposed to be on a date tonight.
Yes. But again.
How long have we been trying to catch up with this couple? This couple is Singapore based.
Since we landed in Singapore.
Like, and they're
sexy.
We
caught up with them once.
They're sexy, they're our age, bracket, groupie. Actually, I think she's my age, exactly.
Yeah.
They're intelligent, bisexual, they can bust a move on the dance floor, and for whatever bloody reason...
One of the problems with Singapore is everybody's here traveling to Asia Pacific. That's what Singapore is. It's a base for people to travel for work. So anybody who's here, the problem we always have is that they're always not around.
Yeah.
And she's studying. So, you know, the last time we went to catch up, it was the middle of exams.
What's better than a bit of like,
Nookie,
you know,
in the middle of an exam?
What, a bit of coital stimulation?
Wow. Coital stimulation.
That's all I had. I was trying.
That's horrible.
Anyway, so we're supposed to be on a date. They're now sick.
He's sick. He actually has the flu.
But also Zika virus is also pretty rife
but
at the moment.
He doesn't have the Zika virus. He has the flu.
Yeah, you never know.
He's not pregnant though, so he should be fine.
Well, still 2 weeks in quarantine. I'm sure he's probably not going to be happy about that.
Well, he's not in quarantine. He's at home.
Well, if he gets found to have the Zika virus. But we digress.
A long way digress.
Tomorrow, what are we doing?
Tomorrow, we have a date in the afternoon with our
French, Italian, Swiss.
Single guy.
Manicorn.
Did you hear the sploosh? Did everybody hear C fall off the chair?
No, what happened was everybody that's listening to this splooshed. I mean, I cannot be held responsible for the women out there picturing a tanned...
He's tanned,
multicultural, isn't he? He's tanned in comparison to us.
Well, I mean...
That's not hard.
No.
That is not hard. Moving on. So we're having a date with him tomorrow. He's coming around to our condo, and this will potentially be the first play in our condo, actually.
We're gonna potentially. Get
the, potentially.
Potentially.
All right, there's never any, you know, definites on the table.
No. No, there really is not. So are we going to get on to the what, because this seems to be taking a while. I think people are dozing off.
So questions. Questions from followers on Twitter or emails that we've received. So thank you very much, everyone, for sending through some stuff. I have been doing my best to actually respond on email, but actually one of our followers said, hey, you always ask for questions, but, you know, we never actually get to hear about them on the podcast. You just obviously email everyone back and can we start hearing about them? So ta-da. Here we are. First question was from Harry and Tressy on Twitter, and they wanted to know, they wanted to hear us talk about how to reestablish your swinger community after moving.
Now, I'm this not sure is a, we can give much advice on this at this point.
Well, it's tough. This is a big one for us because we also have a bit of a situation that we're talking about recently, which was that we have had a few couples in Sydney really set the bar high.
Oh, yeah, that's the other problem, right?
Yeah.
Is that we've had, well, I mean, we've got, there's two couples in Sydney. You guys know who you are.
Three, really, if you include Laura and Baby. Actually, I mean,
There's four.
Okay.
So there's a lot of couples.
There's many, many couples.
To use a line, we're not sluts, we just love love.
That's trademarked.
I now have to pay 50 cents.
Which in Singapore is probably like, well, and then you got to do the transfer. So now it's like up to $21.75, yep. I suppose.
Anyway, so we've got quite a lot of couples in Australia now that we count them, that are really, they're really nice people. They were good friends. They were additionally pants on, pants off, depending on the mood of the night. It really depended. And they set the bar extraordinarily high, and that makes it really unfortunate for the people.
Thanks, guys. You kind of screwed us over. I mean, yeah. You screwed us, but you've also screwed us over.
Yeah, that's kind of made it difficult for the people here in Singapore because we came in. We came in quite picky. I think I'm gonna throw that out. Came in picky in terms of even banter on our, you know, whatever the communication tool we were using.
People sent me a message saying, hey, bro. And I was like, dude, piss off. Like, that's where I was at.
Well, if you finish with dude, piss off after somebody says, hey, bro, I mean, it's not really a surprise, is it?
There's nowhere to go but up.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, there has been the odd request for anal fisting.
Oh, we've spoken about that.
Yeah.
But how do you reestablish the community? Yeah, talk about it.
I've got to say, it's really tough here in Singapore. And I think we've spoken on the fact that the websites locally are not great in terms of what we can do. There's no clubs. There is the occasional catch-up that we've just found, although we're looking now to start a group catch-up here in Singapore as well.
Good point.
So that we can
attempt to re-establish our swinger community.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think, looking back, how did we establish our swinger community in Sydney?
We had the club first, actually, because remember we didn't even know about the websites. We visited our secret spot first and somebody said, hey, what's your RHP handle? And secretly we were Googling what the fuck is RHP.
Which is Red Hot Pie. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's when, and then we started doing the
pub
crawls.
But then they were dropping like AFF and AMM, Adult Friend Finder, Adult Matchmaker. God damn, people.
And we just thought they were talking sexual positions, male, female, male. Female, female,
what's
male.
What's AFF? That's a good one.
Anal fisting forever. Hashtag.
Oh, my God. Yes, so that's how we originally set it up. So I think the way we're going to do it, and I can honestly say we haven't really reestablished our swinger community, our swing-munity here.
Swing-munity.
Because we've been overseas quite a bit as well. You've been traveling quite a bit for work.
Plus we went to the States.
So, yeah, we haven't really had the time we needed to get this.
I would like properly. To announce on this podcast that we are getting back into the swing of things.
Oh, my God.
You know the people love my humour.
Oh, who does? I mean, they laugh. I'm going to say anyone who's laughing to that is too young to be listening to this podcast. So if you're laughing, you're too young because that's a dad joke. That right there is a dad joke. So kids out there absolutely pissing themselves laughing.
They are?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to take a vote on that later. But thanks for the question.
So the short answer.
The short answer is work in progress.
Work in progress, yeah. It's tough.
Trying through the, I mean, yeah, if you've got a website base, I highly recommend you set up your profile and do it. Spend a bit of time on your profile too, actually.
Mm.
Do it properly, because when people are seeking out partners or people to meet, the profile's key. If you don't have good photos, good content.
Yeah, but probably, something that's an issue for us here is the primary site that we would use doesn't have a search function.
No.
It's actually just a forum base. So yeah. There's no search functionality on for age group, for sexual preference.
So it's a needle in a haystack.
It's an absolute nightmare. I think I went on there originally when we first arrived, and there was an expat forum which popped up. And I thought, oh, well, that's interesting. You know, we can meet some people from all over the world, as well as some, you know, it's not strictly expat. But there were 3,500 profiles on there. Now, I'm going to say that probably 2,500.
Fake.
A crap. Or fake. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that still leaves 1,000 to open. And the only way you could open them was by clicking on it. And you couldn't even right-click in multiple open tabs for the different people. So you had to go through literally one by one to open. It's just it's horrendous. However, we believe the guys that own that site here are working on it locally, still trying to touch base with them, actually. So if anybody out there in Swingerville...
In Singapore, Swingerville,
which we do have a few listeners now. If anybody out there happens to know who the owner of Undertable.com is and who's doing the updates there, we'd really like to meet them and have a chat and, you know, talk about, just chew the fat.
Yep.
To put an Australianism into Singapore.
So websites, there's attending your local clubs, which we don't have any, but that's another one for you guys, Harry and Tressy, if you're thinking about that. Clubs are a good one. Or, yeah, go out there and start your own event. That's what we did.
And that's what we're doing again.
Yeah, and it works quite well.
Well, yeah. I mean, we met nearly all of the couples
that
we enjoy the company of at those events.
That's
with
true.
The exception of Baby Doll and TL, the law.
That's true.
Yeah, so.
This one's a funny one. I don't think I've told you this. I'm curious what your thoughts are. And this is from the Twitter handle is, and their company name is actually Topless Travel. And they would like to know, what's worse, durian fruit or Vegemite?
Well, you know the answer to that.
You like Vegemite.
Yeah, I'm balls in for Vegemite.
And
I'd coat my balls in Vegemite.
I hate Vegemite.
The only problem with coating my balls in Vegemite is that that you would go nowhere near them. If I coated my balls in honey, I think you'd probably be up for that.
I just don't like the sound of you doing any of this.
Well, the neighbourhood dog would be up for this.
Why are you doing that? God.
There's a dog in our condo that keeps barking all the time, so maybe that.
Okay. Well, off you go then. And straight into Singaporean jail.
Yeah, exactly.
Public nudity, so very illegal.
Yeah, so to answer that question, it is even for C, what's the answer for you?
Vegemite. I hate Vegemite with a fiery passion. But even this afternoon on my run home, I ran past a durian. It's a durian season.
Oh, my God.
I ran
durian
past
season.
A shop.
And the smell of shit is in the air everywhere.
No, I swear to God, it stayed with me for like a kilometre.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I just thought it was all over my clothes.
It's in my clothes.
It's in my paws. It's in my hair.
Yeah, it's a
acquired taste.
I've said to everybody, you've got to give it a try.
You have to.
As it is with Vegemite, you've got to give Vegemite a try.
Mm-hmm.
Please Google how to use it properly first. I mean, Vegemite's like
to Jay's credit, he did that proper.
Yeah, I know. But Vegemite's like cocaine.
No.
Well, spread cocaine that thick on a piece of toast, it's going to kill you, right? So like cocaine, totally. I'm drawing absolute consistent parallels.
I'm not so sure you are, but fine. I feel like patting you on the head and saying, great, good job. Good job, babe.
Yep.
Keep up those books, those learnings.
Book smarts.
Book smarts. There we go. So hands down, durian is worse than Vegemite.
So it's just to put this in perspective, we've discussed durian, but we've not really discussed what it's like. Just for everyone out there, if you are in Singapore, in Asia, anywhere actually, it's considered quite a delicacy.
Some people do love it.
Some people love it. Can't get enough of it. But
It smells. It smells really bad.
Horrifically.
Like soggy wet shoes that have and been socks and
soggy wet shoes that have fallen out of the ass of a skunk that was inside a dead skunk.
What were the shoes doing inside the skunk?
I don't know.
I tell you where I was going with that? Can I tell you where I was going with that analogy? Remember that movie about the guy who got stranded on the island after the plane crashed for like months at a time?
Yes.
Think about his shoes after he's been on a hot island for months at a time.
Like that.
His shoes.
Yeah. Yes. That's a. Now, the upside is as soon as you put it in your mouth, it feels like you're chewing on raw meat.
Yeah.
Which is another. That's another. Which is another great thing.
So the smell and the texture are not doing so great so
far. And the taste is also that of, I'm going to say rotten flesh. I've never tasted rotten flesh.
Mm.
But I'm going to say it's as close to it as I can imagine. And I've tried this three times now in the hope that I'd find a good
durian. I have as well. Yeah.
And there isn't one. They don't exist. Three is enough. I'm out.
Three. I think trying something three times, fine.
Even sexually. I mean, you try something three times and you still don't like it, don't do it again. Right?
Sorry, I just had this visual of someone like constantly, you know.
Well, remember in our last trip, we took a little vacation for the weekend to Kuala Lumpur.
Oh, yeah. To Malaysia, yeah.
And they were giving out durian flavored.
Oh, that's on our Twitter
condoms.
Feed. Oh, my God. That's actually where this question came from.
Yes, because our friends, who are Australian, but she's of Asian descent.
Loves durian.
She loves durian.
Open the condom.
Open the condom. And
not so much.
And she said that condom would stop you from having sex.
She said it did.
Even if you were horny. Yeah, it
she
stopped
them. She said it
them.
Did. She
yeah,
was like,
killed their sex.
We opened that condom and it stank so bad that we actually just decided to
go to sleep. Now, this is a vanilla couple, but that was their reaction to the stench
and
of this.
It.
And she loves durian.
Next topic. And this one's from a guy called Joe Cool. His Twitter handle is Parkview Joe.
Yeah.
And he wanted us to talk about rimming.
Oh, did
yeah,
he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, you had an almost experience recently.
I don't know. What is it? Almost experience. She had a long tongue. She was coming from the front, but it was...
But also, we did this for the first time recently too.
We did. We did.
When we were having our little experimental
evening. Yeah. We've grown to enjoy an experimental evening now where we try some weird ass shit. Well, not weird ass shit.
No, we try some stuff that we haven't tried
before. and think what it's like. Yeah. So I did have an experience just recently. She got rim. There's no doubt about that. My concern was that I'm not sure the rim of the coffee cup didn't have any coffee on it.
I just have zero. I'm sorry. I mean, I feel bad for myself having to hear that.
Well, no, that's a lie. It's just that, I mean...
You thought it was funny? It's so not funny.
It is funny. It's funny. There's people laughing right now listening to this.
No, people are laughing at my dad joke more than this. You know what they're doing right now?
Cringing. Yeah. That's all right. That's what I did when...
Changing channels.
That's what I did when somebody tried to lick my ass without letting me know that was going to happen.
So, someone tried to do it to you.
Yes.
What's your thoughts on the recent experience with me?
So, we teed up that I tried rimming you.
Mm-hmm.
I think... You weren't into it. It kind of freaked you out, I think, that you were concerned that there was something going on down there that might have made me feel gross. I mean, you were sparkly clean. There was some extensive cleaning going on before we attempted this, before we did it. Because it wasn't for you, frankly, licking your arsehole is not top of my list in terms of things I'd like to lick on you.
Okay.
You've got nipples, clitoris.
So you didn't enjoy
ears. I'm not going to say I didn't enjoy it. I'm going to say that because you didn't like it, it falls off the radar very quickly.
Okay.
Is that a fair comment? You understand what I mean?
Yeah. I do, yeah. For me, it was just I couldn't. I was not comfortable.
No. I know. You were squirming.
I was not comfortable. Then there was just... There was, I don't know, maybe we'll give it another go, but yeah. I was just not comfortable. What about being rimmed? So what's your thoughts on it? Do you want to try it? And if you do want to try it, like what would the scenario be or circumstances?
Well, for starters, it would require getting sparkly clean.
Okay.
Bam, straight up. Yeah, I suppose I'd give it a try, but I don't know that it's my thing.
Okay.
I don't know that it's my thing, but that doesn't. I'll happily give it a try again, like durian. I'll try it at least a couple of times, maybe three times, to see whether I enjoy it. But typically, you know, my arsehole is typically not an area of stimulation for me. Fair comment.
Yeah.
So, that being the case, then I can't imagine that that's going to be an area that's going to increase the stimulate or be a stimulant or an arousing event for me.
Okay.
Yeah, it might just be similar to yours.
Just something. Well, it might end up being put into the new experience. We've done that, and it was interesting basket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, on the we've done it and it's interesting basket, and something we haven't done yet, but I think you've now maybe changed your mindset on a little double penetration.
You know, you just can't you can't skip ahead three things.
Okay, sorry, we'll come back to that.
That you cannot see and have not seen, you cannot skip ahead three things.
Okay, so continue on with your said list.
I just don't know why I put up
for
with
those
you.
For those of you who've actually met C at Naughty in New Orleans, you understand how this list works, right? And now that I've gone off list, the world is near coming to an end.
I just don't know why. Why?
Okay, continue on.
All right, continue on. This one was received via email, actually. Mark sent us an email in, and he was curious about attending the club that we like in Sydney, Our Secret Spot. And he said to us, he's thinking about going, they're newbies. What about expectations?
Yeah, well, can I say Our Secret Spot or any club that we've really been to?
Any club that's
worth going to.
Worth going to.
There are no expectations. The expectation is that you be civil, polite, and don't break the rules of the club. They're the only expectations. You know, no means no. All the usual rules. Most people know what these are who's been in the swinging scene.
But these are newbies.
Yeah. But, I mean, I'm sure they've done. It only takes a click through to OurSecretSpot.com and you've got an idea of what.
Yeah, most clubs or most places will put the rules up, right?
Whatever it is, insertnamehere.com will have a rules page.
/rules.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So as long as you've had a look through that and you understand the rules and you don't break the rules, then realistically you can just sit and chat. You can go as far as you want the pool can be as deep or shallow as you'd like it to be. Okay. How's that sound?
That sounds good.
If you like the deep end, and we know some people who've gone real deep real early.
Yeah.
And they enjoyed that.
It's like 10 p.m. Hey, oh, we've just walked into the club. Oh, hi there. Yes, we're brand new. And then it's like 10:45 and I don't know, there's like three cocks and tries, like they're just everywhere.
Yeah, well, actually, I think the best...
What happened there?
The best was there were four guys with the one wife.
Mm.
Those guys have since figured out though that they're a cuckold couple.
Yeah.
So, you know, that kind of makes sense.
Yeah, fine. So to newbies and to expectations in clubs, what would you say to them?
I would say walk on in, hold your head high, talk to the people. The biggest problem that you'll have is that you won't feel that you can talk to people. Do your best to break that. You know, do your best to walk over and say hello to somebody. And believe me, there's nobody there who has the expectation that they're going to sleep with you tonight. And if they do, they won't last in the club scene anyway.
And also, you don't want to talk to those people anyway.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you only want to go as far as you want to go. There will be two different varieties of people, though, depending on how long they've been involved in the swinging scene. There are people who are not interested in helping newbies along the path.
Mm, that's true. That's a very good point.
Because they've been in the swing scene long enough that they're DTF, down to fuck, I think is probably the best way to put it.
You have gone down on the cool scale.
Why? I just acronymed something.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, but there's acronyms and there's acronyms.
Yeah, okay. So there are people there that will be looking to have sex that night. Typically, if they've travelled a long way, that's an additional indicator, but not necessarily an absolute. Certainly for us, we love the induction of newbies. I mean, That's, I mean, our favourite thing probably is chatting to newbies and helping them with their experience. And
well, that's why we do the podcast, aren't
we? Yeah, I know.
So, yeah, go along.
And then, of course, hopefully
talk about it before you go with your partner. Decide maybe what some of the things that you either want to accomplish or lines that you don't want to cross.
Set some boundaries.
And, yeah, and talk about everything as you go along. And don't be afraid to actually have a little side huddle.
Stop. Yeah.
At the club, like if something's going into the point where you're starting to, you know, one of you is starting to think, actually, maybe we might want to do some light petting this evening or something, just do a side huddle. No one's going to
think
less of you. I mean,
but there's, you know, every club has a bathroom. Every club has just about every club has a bar or a locker room.
Yeah.
If you get into a situation where you're...
need to check in with your partner.
Well, you need to check in. Then just
and you don't have your hand signals down yet.
Yeah, your hand signals or you're out. Yeah. Outwards. Just make the time and say to the couple, "Hey guys, you know, even if you're mid play, you can still do this."
Mm.
Say, we just need to go to the bar for a second, or I'm going to the bathroom. Frankly, I don't think there's been a play session where we haven't gone to the bathroom.
Actually, normally now we just, because we've gotten our confidence up and we feel about it, normally we actually say, look, we're going to have a little chat.
No, I mean go to the bathroom for the need to go to the bathroom because the play sessions normally last a little while.
All right, sorry.
You know, so it's not uncommon for somebody to step up and go to the bar, step out and go to the bathroom and then come back.
Or they're cleaning or whatever they're doing.
Exactly.
You know, various things.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good advice.
Yeah. So get in there.
Don't be afraid.
Try to set boundaries, not rules, would be the other thing.
Yep.
That's probably my last piece of advice. Set boundaries because, you know, you both will be going into this shy. You'll both be not understanding where your limitations are. And as much as we'd love to guide you and everybody in swinging will love to guide you, you will overstep your mark first time before you figure out you've overstepped your mark. Because as a newbie, you don't know where your marks are.
I got a rule. I got one rule for these people. To be with your partner and be about your partner.
Yeah.
And be a coupled unit and that's it.
Yeah.
What that means for you, what your boundaries then become, what your goals are for the evening or whatever, but
first time in.
One rule. It's all about you as a couple unit. That's it.
Yeah. Well, it's always all about your partner. Always all about your partner. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I had this note down actually from when we got sick and I wanted to talk about it. Exposure to things in the lifestyle.
Yes. Exposure
cold, for example.
Colds, flus. We're now talking non-sexually transmitted. Well, I mean... Salival transmission?
Oh, it depends if it's viral or bacterial. Yeah.
I'm going to say mucus, maybe?
So you have, as a swinger, interacting... with people now, more exposure to colds.
A lot of these people have children.
Flus, yeah. A lot of these people can have children.
We all know that kids do bring stuff home from school or from playgroup or from wherever they are. That's just part of life, right? They're again exposed to more people than what adults typically are, and also their immune system's not as built as what adults.
Yeah, and it kind of just extrapolates out because if you're in a swingers type environment, more people, more involvement.
Well, you remember our last pub crawl in Australia, in Sydney. The last pub crawl we had, I was sick for weeks afterward. I lost my voice.
That's right. You did kiss like 20 people.
I kissed all of the girls at the party.
And some boys, I'm sure.
No, just all the girls.
I'm giving you the eyes. I'm not so sure about that. So that was one of the points I wanted to raise, I guess. But how do you beat it? What do you do about it?
Well, I mean, you could use cling wrap when you're kissing somebody. You do what we do. You try and stay healthy. We exercise regularly. You exercise more than I do. I'm a fat guy trapped inside a skinny guy's body.
What about multivitamins and what about like those,
It's not going to help you if you're exposed to bloody Zika virus through some kissing somebody else, is it? I know it doesn't
bad
work.
Bad example.
I know. Little Miss Medical over here is going to like ear bash me because I used the wrong transmission system.
So you can't really do anything about it?
I don't think so.
But what I would say is if you do, and sometimes you don't know you have a cold, right?
If you have a cold, granted, please don't go.
Granted, sometimes you don't know. Like it might just be at the beginning and the next day you wake up feeling like you've been hit by a train. But if you legitimately are knowing you're starting a cold or coming off the back of finishing a cold, please, please don't go on a date with people. Don't go to a swingers club. Just rest and relax and go when you're healthy.
You can go. Just don't, you know, like...
No, because even in the open environment, like they could...
Well, I mean, that rules out everything in life, doesn't it?
Right. Don't get on the train to work either and infect me with your disease, you know? Like that's what I'm saying. Just...
Okay. Gotcha.
Right, good.
I shall cough in your general direction.
Actually, a guy burped at my face today. He was half a meter away from me on the train to work.
Yeah. So what did you say to him?
I gave him the most searing look.
Oh, you gave him a look?
Yeah.
A look. Whoa.
Well, no. And then
did he know what hit him?
I did also mumble under my breath, feral.
Oh, wow, because that's an Australianism that nobody in Singapore would know.
So I really showed him. He knew what he had coming.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, he totally knew. I'm surprised that he's...
That's right, man.
He's probably at home. Oh. He's probably at home crying in the corner of his room right now.
He's probably flying to another country. He's that scared of me, yeah. Right? Like, what?
Yeah, you just put him on a plane with a whole lot of other people so he can burp on them.
So feral. Now, before we talk about butt plugs and DP, which is the last thing I want to talk about tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the last...
Two things.
The conversation. I have a surprise question for you that I want you to answer.
And go.
So this is going further down the path of like being exposed to things in the lifestyle. I'm curious, how would you feel or what would you do if you found out during a session I'd slept with a guy without protection?
If it was during a session without agreement?
But yeah, you had no idea. So it's either mid-happening or you find out after the fact that I've had somebody else inside of me without protection on.
Without permission?
Without
well.
Permission, without protection.
Well, I think I'd ask the question of them first. And if the answer is not what I wanted, then I'd probably drag them outside and beat them half to death.
What's the question?
The question is... did you think you had permission to do that?
Oh, sorry. Let me back it up. I thought you meant if I'd sought permission from you.
Oh, no. If you've sought permission from me to do it, then that's a conversation we'd have.
But what I'm saying is, it's not that he's entered me without my permission. What I'm saying is I've slept with him knowing he's not wearing a condom.
Oh.
I didn't tell you or have a discussion with you beforehand. So you've either found out mid-sex or after-sex that I have willingly...
Oh, yeah, well, I wouldn't be very happy about that.
That's my point. Like, what would you do? How would you feel?
I would end the session straight away if it were happening, and we would leave and have a very robust discussion.
My next question is a follow-up from that. Obviously, you'd want me to be tested, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Then for whatever.
I mean... I got to say, the majority of people that we play with, I'd be relatively confident, as confident as you can be without a test, because they're generally good people, healthy people, that sort of thing. You'd be relatively, again, as much as I can say it, as safe as you can be without the test, which is entirely unsafe, and I know there's no logic to that whatsoever, but at least I'd feel a little better about that. Sorry. Keep going.
So you would want me to get a test?
Yes.
And then obviously the test takes time to come back, right?
Yes.
Positive, negative for certain things. Would you continue having sex with me during that stage?
We have sex with condoms most of the time anyway because of, you know, the fact that I can beat my penis against a tree and it keeps ticking, but your vagina gets a little crazy every time.
We've spoken about how I'm slightly allergic to your semen.
You're slightly allergic? Slightly allergic. Yeah, okay. Yes, C is slightly allergic to my semen. So we generally use condoms anyway, so I wouldn't really have a problem with it. I think the lack of sex would probably be more to do with my anger.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's my question.
Why, do you have something to tell me?
No, I don't. No. I was just thinking about it this afternoon when I was running home, and I just wanted to ask you, and I thought it'd be good to put you on the spot in front of a podcast.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think that's... like all of these points, if we discussed it beforehand, and to be honest, I don't know that the idea of another man coming inside you is something that I'd rule out. I kind of like that idea.
Hmm.
I don't know why.
We've discussed this.
Yeah, so I, yeah, but we haven't discussed it with the world of pod.
No, no, no. We've had a discussion where you've said that it you think it may interest you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And probably it's something to pin to the board and discuss.
And the twinge the twinge in my penis right now says that I am interested.
Yeah, see, whereas my vagina is just kind of closed over at the thought of another man.
Yeah, well, and we've had this discussion as well, haven't we?
Yeah. So yours is like, and mine's just like.
Is that the noise? Oh, wow. That's it. That's it, people. You all know the noise. If you are, if you hear that noise in a play session with C, you know exactly what's going on. Probably a good time to call it.
Absolutely. So that's my mysterious question for you on this glorious Friday evening. Do you have any off the top of your head for me before we move on?
Unfortunately, it seems that your last two subjects may cover my question.
Oh, okay. I already know what your question is then.
What is it?
Do you want to do double penetration?
No, that's not what my question is. So suck it.
All right.
So my question is going, now I'm going to ask the question.
Oh, I don't want to know if I want to hear it anymore.
Well, I'm going to.
All right.
So the question is, last night we had an experimental session.
Mm-hmm.
Could you describe that session to the...
Yeah, happy to. So we bought some goodies from a BDSM, I guess, website.
Yeah, if anyone's seen those photos on Twitter of all the stuff that we bought.
Mm-hmm. Just to try out some bits and pieces. And also, we had to leave a lot of our play stuff back in Sydney because customs here in Singapore... I mean, they don't really tend to like kilos and...
It's a lie. I put it all in C's bag.
I know that you put a lot of it in there because I arrived with a whip that was also a dildo and a 50 million things vibrating. In fact, one of them was on.
Yeah. That's a standard thing for vibrators when they travel. They always turn themselves on. Anyone who's ever traveled with a vibrator knows that.
You're like, put your ear up. Is this my bag? Yep.
See, there's no need for the little pink ribbon on the outside.
No.
Your bag will be the humming one.
And if you've got a really strong vibrator in there, it's also like walking its way along the conveyor belt itself. Like, so we ordered a whole heap of stuff, and one of the items was actually a butt plug, a jeweled butt plug.
Yeah, it's actually called Bejeweled. I think it's the original jeweled butt plug.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think
it's a fairly small one, apparently.
Well, it's not a training plug. It's
apparently.
Remember, we had this discussion.
We did.
Yeah, it's not a training plug. It's a pretty.
Yeah, don't they come in different sizes, even as plug. The pretty ones?
Yeah, they do. But that's the internal size rather than the stretchy bit size.
Okay. Well, needless to say, we bought the small one, and it has a little red gem.
You had anything to do with it?
I did. I picked it.
Okay.
And there was a little red gem in it, and so we ordered this. And last night I said to Dee, do you want to have sex with the butt plug in me?
And I instantly dropped my pants, went upstairs, grabbed said butt plug, and walked down with butt plug in hand.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, because, I mean, there's only one real answer to ever getting invited to sex, isn't there, for men, generally.
I'm just thinking of so many times that you've turned sex down right now from people in clubs and stuff as well.
Yeah.
I mean, you've turned me down, but...
Yeah, I have turned you down. I'm allowed to get angry as well. Man reserves the right to be pissed off at you.
Huh? So we decided to have a little session with the butt plug and with during sex, I guess. So I propped the pillows up, so I had like a mountain of pillows. I had a...
In you were in dog position.
Doggy position, and I figured that was the best way to go.
I don't think it really matters, does it? Once the butt plug is in, you could be in any position.
Here's my point.
Go.
If that's the small one, damn.
Can I say I definitely felt the difference? We were discussing this on the way through as well. I definitely felt the difference. You were significantly tighter, and you're already very tight. And I could feel it rubbing on the top of my cock. And I mean, I'm not going to say it was a bad thing for me.
So I have the butt plug in. D's obviously having sex with me. I was using a vibrator also on my clit.
Yeah.
I have to say there was too much going on for a bit there.
Yeah, you were, yeah.
Well, also, it's a different sensation. So you're kind of like, what's going on here?
It's interesting though, because we've had a dildo in your ass whilst I was fucking you in your pussy before, or the other way around. And that wasn't a problem.
This is true, but that's a different shape maybe?
Yeah, I don't know.
I feel like we've got to investigate this.
Well,
further.
The only way to truly investigate it.
Yeah.
You know the answer to this. The only way to truly investigate it.
We're kind of going off on little tangents again, but to your question, what was it feeling like? Yes, I felt just full.
Full.
And it was a bit odd feeling, a little bit interesting, a little bit awkward as well. I don't know. There was a lot going on there.
I think there was a lot going on.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I don't think you've introduced yourself to the butt plug as well. You didn't say, hey, butt plug, I'm C, how are you? What have you been up to?
Come on over.
Come on over. Just the tip.
Hang out.
Just the tip.
Just hang out there.
No, you haven't introduced yourself. You know, you haven't actually worn it other than for that.
Mm. Okay.
So, and I think there's probably something to be said in naturalizing your ass to butt plug. Normalizing, maybe.
Is there? There's something to be said about that. Every household should have one.
I think so. I think every household
should. Why not get two when they're on special?
Yeah.
Have one while you're baking lasagna, whilst you're hanging the clothes on the line.
Yes.
Okay.
That's why it's got a gem in it, so you feel pretty.
In my head, then, I was like a 1950s housewife advertisement, you know, like.
With the, did you have the big pink
polka dotty? Shit, yeah. And I had like a little apron on as well.
Oh, nice. Yeah, this is hot.
Yeah, thanks. Yep. Yep. Curlers in my hair as I'm hanging the clothes on the line with my butt plug in.
Yeah, sexy thought, actually.
All the Stepford wives have got them, okay?
Yes. Okay.
Don't judge me.
Too late.
So that led us to having a conversation about how if that sensation was like DP.
Well, you asked mid-sex.
I did ask mid-sex.
You actually said, is this what DP feels like? Because if it does, I'm now not so sure about it. Now, for everybody out there, the thing that caught my ear that question, I'm now not so sure about it.
You've been wanting me to do DP for like a year.
I've been interested in you doing DP, yes. I would
say almost to the point of hounding.
Bullshit. I call bullshit.
Bilk.
Yeah.
It's like catching fish in a barrel.
Yeah. I call bullshit. There were a couple of discussions. There were a couple of discussions about it. I won't deny that.
Yeah.
I do have interest in it, but not at the sake of you hurting yourself or being uncomfortable ever.
I think it's going to be uncomfortable, honey. I don't think that's...
Well, I don't know. There seems to be, you know, we've got some very good friends out there now who've been involved in such a, you know, debaucherous thing, and some of them seem to really like it. So
maybe they like maybe they like its uncomfortableness.
Maybe they do.
You've
only just figured out that you enjoy being spanked.
Yes, with even with a little crop on my vagina as well.
Yeah, which was another thing we tested. So we also bought a crop.
We had the little, what's the other adaptions to the top of the vibrator as well?
So everybody knows C's favorite vibrator is a Hitachi. She loves that thing because she's generally a clitoral orgasm, correct? Generally clitoral. Yeah. I added to the kit of stuff we bought...
attachments.
Five, I think, attachment heads that go on the Hitachi that have G-spot stimulation and a few other things
various
as well.
Things.
Yeah, so we tested those out. And we also tested out the... What was the other thing that we were just talking about?
The crop.
Yeah, so and on our last... The last time we had play with a couple, he kept slapping her vagina, right?
And we tested this theory just with hand slapping recently
as
well.
Yeah, and you really... quite enjoyed it.
You
actually said you could get off on the hand slapping.
No, but during the session I was like, I don't know about this. And then so we were testing it.
Yeah.
And you got into, it was funny because I'm laying on the bed, legs open obviously, and Dee's just there doing various rhythmic slapping the bass.
Slapping the bass, huh?
Yeah. You like that?
Nice.
See? Funny. as.
Yeah, you are funny.
And then he funny got into a little rhythm and I'm like, no, that's no good. Oh, that's better.
Yeah.
No, that's not. No, back the other way. Oh, good job. That's better.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think in the right circumstances, if I was horny, absolutely. Totally absolutely would.
Which is interesting. I think if we get back to our secret spot and get to the St. Andrew's Cross again, I think you tied front forward, front out on the St. Andrew's Cross rather than having your butt out. I think we could probably have a lot of fun with you there.
Hmm.
Would you agree?
Yeah, I think so.
We're not going to buy one, so we have to go back to OSS.
Explain that.
Yeah. But, so we bought a crop as well, a little crop, and that seems to work very well also.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is interesting.
Which is pretty exciting.
I've got nothing else, but I just want to go along the lines of the fact that we've been experimenting so much with each other lately. And I just want to throw it out there to all the couples listening to... Nope. I mean, you're either already contemplating a lifestyle or you're in the lifestyle. Don't be afraid to kind of have those experimental nights with your partner.
Yep.
Have a laugh. I mean, if things get embarrassing, they're embarrassing. I mean...
Have a laugh. Lose your heart on, you know.
Yeah, have a laugh and say, babe, no, that's not getting me off. Oh, yeah. No, stop that. Or, hey, continue with that. It's great.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Because it was fun. And there were things there where you... Remember we were playing for like an hour with just with the, you know, the attachments on the Hitachi. Yeah, and I was like, no.
No, not great.
No, just a little bit to the left. No, that one's not so great. Change it up.
Mm.
And it was super fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is, absolutely.
And actually, and you bought a ring too.
Oh, a cock ring. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, we got a cock ring as well.
Yeah.
So it's a nice shiny chrome one, so it looks good on.
Mm.
I think it's probably the
putting
biggest
it on and off was a little bit disturbing for me.
Yeah, it did disturb you a little.
Yeah.
I had to read the instructions.
Mm.
Yeah, I wasn't. Because it's actually, it's not strictly a cock ring.
It's a ball and cock ring.
I'm trying to think of what they're called. I don't know. I'm sure Mr. Adam will help me out with this. It'll go up on the tweet right beside this podcast. So, pardon me. So he's still recovering from...
Still sick. So
I'm okay.
So I would say you should edit that out, but... There's no way you're going to edit that out.
No, there really isn't.
So that's my point. I just want to say don't be afraid to talk to your partner. I mean, it's actually a lot of fun. And
yeah,
discovering what you think is sexy or not so sexy, or it turns you on or doesn't turn you on. I mean, have a bit of fun. Life's there to experience.
Now this I'll add to this and as a specific note for C, because this has come up in past as well. When somebody's doing something with or to you in a play session,
oh yeah,
that isn't doing it for you,
mm-hmm.
Perhaps you should stop them.
Yeah, I get it.
What do you think?
Yeah.
Good idea?
Yep.
Yeah. I think it's a great idea.
Working on it.
Well, I mean, I certainly stopped that. I stopped the lady from licking my asshole.
Yeah, but I think what you're talking about is more like don't do that versus that's not doing it for me.
Yeah. Yeah, you could be right.
Yeah.
You could be right. Cool.
That's everything I've got. Have you got anything before we get
only out
of people's hair?
One other
hair?
Thing is that we have found some... we've actually found a podcast in Singapore.
We did.
We found a podcast on...
I found them, actually. I'm going to take credit for that bad boy.
Okay. C found the podcast.
Yeah.
It's...
I don't care what it is. They've only done a couple of episodes and they're not really doing it, so we're not going to plug them.
No, I wasn't going to...
Stop it.
Wow, that's brutal.
Stop plugging them.
Do you... You know he listens, right? Such a bitch. So anyway, we have actually touched base with them because they're a sex positive.
Well, Kim. Yeah, you haven't spoken to her yet, have you?
Yeah, but no, but that's because she's been traveling internationally.
Hmm.
Like everybody in bloody Singapore. So we've touched base and he has a very interesting company.
And or job.
Job. We're actually... So
hobby.
We're hobby. It could be a hobby. It could be just for shits and giggles.
Could be.
But we will actually be bringing him onto our podcast some stage in the near future. We're actually catching up with him Sunday.
Yep.
For a drink and a chat.
For a vino.
for a vino.
Super excited.
Yeah, you're so more excited about the vino, aren't you?
No, equally excited about the vino.
Yeah.
this is what happens when C's not allowed to drink during the week anymore.
Not allowed. You're insinuating that I've got like this iron rule that I'm hitting you with or something.
Please help me send wine to Singapore. See it, Singapore.
Yeah, so C has on a self-enforced
healthy mind, body, soul have reduced my consumption of alcohol.
Yeah. So, yeah, he will be along, and we have a name for him already, but we're not going to give him a name on the podcast till we have him on the podcast.
Oh, you're going to save it for when we're talking to him?
Yep, it's going to be awesome.
I see what you're doing there.
Yeah.
I like what I like what you're doing.
Yes. So, yes, but that's going to be actually quite interesting. That cast is going to
be interesting. Are you going to tell anyone what he does, or are you going to leave that one hanging in the balance?
I'm going to tell people. Should I? I'm going to...
Ready? Go.
He teaches ladies and gentlemen how to either squirt or help their partner squirt. That's what his job is.
Mind blown.
And he does that out of Singapore. I mean, one of the most sexually oppressed countries on the planet. It's amazing.
Well, probably not on the planet, but highly, highly oppressed.
Yes. Maybe not on the planet.
No? Probably. I'm thinking of a couple of places.
Okay. It's not. Okay. You win.
So he does this for a living. He also does, I think, sexual massages, but he teaches people how to do it, or he'll just do a sexual massage, I believe, and then do it. Mm. Right?
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah.
But we're interested to meet this guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because, damn, how do you fall into that kind of a job?
So I have a question for you, see, that I've just come up with.
Oh, you want to know if I want to squirt?
No, not at all. As I said to you before, I mean, the idea of you squirting is not really of that much interest to me, unless it's amazingly exciting for you. I'm going to ask you whether you think he's hot.
I don't. Show me a photo of him.
Oh, man, mid-pod.
Oh, it's really hard to get that phone that's in arm's reach. Has he got a photo up on his chat thing?
No.
All right, hold on.
So we will...
No, he doesn't. No, he does not have a photo.
Yeah, you just need to take a breath, babe. So I'm just opening Field for everyone out there who has an Android device. Thrinder has changed its name to Field and is now available for Android devices. It's only been available for Apple devices up until now. And this is, in fact, how we've met both of our single guys.
Mm-hmm.
Two of the single out of the three single guys.
But in Singapore, but also we used it in Sydney quite a bit.
Yeah.
He's attractive. Yes.
He is attractive.
The beard...
Beardemic strikes again.
Beardemic is there. It's not too bad. As in, it's not too long.
Yeah.
But it exists.
Yeah.
He does look very... He looks... Oh, what's the word?
I can't wait to hear his feedback on us talking about it. No, but you know,
what's that kind of like
stoic?
That new trendy... Yes, but the new trendy thing where, you know, it's either you do that or you carry a...
Hipster.
Yeah. But... So you either
are a hipster or you're a lumberjack.
Thank you.
That's what you're looking for.
Yep, that's what I'm looking for.
Well, he doesn't have a flannel shirt on.
But I'm imagining him. But I'm imagining him in one. You should edit that photo and change his black shirt to a flannel shirt.
And then you'll think he'll be a lumberjack. No,
but then I can tell.
Okay.
Then I can know.
Then you can know whether he is a lumberjack.
Definitively, is he a lumberjack or does he teach people how to squirt? Jesus Christ, he's got a six pack. That's a lot of work. That's a lot of work. Look at that. Ah, different.
Yeah.
Different hair. Anyway,
so you guys will meet him very shortly. It'll be after our next... we'll have another podcast about our... Because we are catching up with our single guy tomorrow. So we'll have another podcast about him tomorrow.
I'm nervous.
Where he will officially get a name.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not surprised you're nervous. You're always nervous before any form of potential
play.
Yes,
but also he's not... I can't pick his... Like, he's very flirty on messages, but he's not in person. And that's a respect thing. I absolutely
very
believe
much
it
so.
Is.
Absolutely.
But at the same time, it's like Mr. Atom and I were having a conversation of kind of like, you know, if you're not the more forceful,
dominant. Yeah.
Where
you put two submissives in a room and say, "Hey,"
and next thing you know, they're playing Monopoly.
Yeah.
No, you take Park Road. No, you take it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, I've witnessed that.
Mm. So that's everything.
That's us, guys. So
happy Friday night.
Sorry, this wasn't the podcast everyone was hoping for.
Are you kidding me? This is gold.
This is gold.
I wasn't
apologizing for the content. I was apologizing for the fact that it's not about what we told people it would be about.
Ooh, are you sorry though? No. Ooh,
no,
not at all. Gonna sleep okay tonight?
I'll sleep fine. Oh, we love you guys.
Yeah. Signing off. This is C.
This is D.
This is Swinging Down Under.